close attention because I'm only going to say this once.
Jackie Reed, Inside Her Story.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Jackie Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Lavelle. Happy Tuesday, everybody. So, Tom, sexual harassment has been making major headlines lately with accusations against Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly of Fox News, and music mogul L.A. Reid. Now, you have to wonder why so many men, particularly celebrity men who exist in the public eye, think that this is okay. Well, this morning I'm going inside her story with attorney Natasha Bowman, author of You Can't Do That at Work, 100 Mistakes That Managers Make in the Workplace. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, everyone.
Natasha, this one continues to baffle my mind, that so many men don't take this seriously, but they just don't get what sexual harassment actually is, or that there's something wrong with this type of behavior. Why don't men get this after so many years and so many public examples that this is wrong?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I continue to be perplexed by this. You know, we hear this in the headline year after year, decade after decade, and we don't seem to be learning our lessons. And I think it's because we have just created a systemic culture where sexual harassment is okay, especially when it's coming from a lot of these high-profile people that, you know, you recently mentioned. So, you know, an organization has this, you know, what I like to call high-value employee. They are the revenue generators. They're the number one news commentators. They're the people that brings the exceptional talent into the organization. And when they're approached by an employee, a female employee, that comes to say, hey, this person is sexually harassing me, it's creating a hostile work environment for me, the organization, you know, has to make a decision whether or not they're going to address these claims and deal with the conduct and perhaps risk losing this high-profile employee, or if you're lower level, then they risk losing you or risk maybe even being sued, as we have seen. You know, so what happens is a lot of times this behavior goes unreported, because that's the culture of these organizations, and that's a message that they have sent to employees is, you know, if you report this type of behavior, number one, we might retaliate against you. We might make things so bad for you that you leave the organization. You go away quietly because we're going to blackball you or make things very bad for you. Or, as we have seen in the headlines, I'm going to pay you to go away. You know, pay you millions of dollars, make you sign a non-disclosure agreement where you can't share what's happening, you know, with the world in these organizations. So the message that sends to women is don't report, because something's going to happen bad to me rather than the aggressor. So that sends the message to male employees or males that are harassing females that that's okay to continue this. It's okay to let this happen. And the lesson is not learned, because ultimately it's just not being addressed as it happens.
Well, Natasha, let's have a moment. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that these recent headlines, particularly with the late Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly of Fox News, even though it was a situation where they went away, there was no conviction, do you think that this will change the climate at all? I mean, I don't think so, but I wonder what you think.
I don't think so either, because, you know, I remember being a young girl, you know, hearing about Clarence Thomas, and then we later heard about Bill Clinton. And not to say necessarily that those cases were substantiated, but, you know, as I've gone through the years and as we have all gone through the decades, we keep hearing the same story day after day, month after month in the headlines. And it seems as if, you know, organizations just don't care. They have these high-value employees. They rather bring in the revenue. They rather bring in the top talent and sacrifice the little people, if you will, for these high-value employees. And honestly, I don't think that the lesson is learned just yet. And I think it won't be until women, more and more women, feel comfortable coming forward, telling their story, you know, filing a lawsuit if it's not addressed by organizations, and letting organizations know this is not okay, and I'm not going to sit quietly and be the recipient of this type of unlawful conduct. Until we feel comfortable doing that and letting them know it's not okay, I don't think we'll see any behavioral changes.
I was going to say, for the women out there who are dealing with this, and most women do deal with this, how did they go about reporting? Because I know a woman whose boss is sexually harassing her on the regular basis. She doesn't like it, but she keeps saying, you know, I'm going to turn him in one day. I just, you know, we're always talking about it. Should women in these situations be collecting evidence? Should they just go report it? What should, how do you win in a situation like this if you report it?
Absolutely. So, you know, once you are the recipient of this unwelcome conduct, you know, which can be a sexual advance, it can take any way, shape, or form. It can be physical. It can be verbal. It can be through social media and writing from anyone, not just your boss, but also from coworkers, customers, clients, unacceptable. Once you're the recipient of this unwelcome conduct, then you should let that person know, hey, this conduct is unwelcome. I don't want this conduct. I don't appreciate it. Please stop. That's your first step. If the conduct continues, then you should definitely report it to your immediate supervisor or to your human resource department and let them know, hey, this conduct is taking place. I've told them that it's unwelcome, but they're continuing with the unlawful conduct. And as you just said, you should document all of this conversations, the days, the times, you know, exactly what took place. What was your response? What was the organization's response? And then you should just go up the chain of command as far as you possibly can within your organization until somebody hears you, letting them know this conduct is unacceptable, it's unwelcome, it's unlawful. And if no one hears you, you know, then or responds to your complaints, then, you know, you should take further action by consulting legal counsel, you know, and letting the organization know that, look, I plan on filing a suit or filing a complaint with the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or my state civil rights agency against you because you haven't taken appropriate action. And a lot of times, unfortunately, that's what it takes for organizations to listen. When we look at the Roger Ailes situation, even the recent L.A. Reid allegation, you know, that employee took it up the chain of command. And from what I hear, when she got to that top level and spoke to an executive at Sony and let them know what's happening, they told her as she was explaining, wait a minute, stop right there. Think about what this is going to do for you in your career. So that sent the message to that employee that her concerns didn't count. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just curious about the Gretchen Carlson situation at Fox. What was it that she did that was the right thing that other people should follow in that? Because, it, you know, for years this went on, and then finally she made all the right moves to make a real name and a real a target of the people at Fox.
And was it that other women came forward that helped her?
Right, exactly. So when she came forward, she didn't accept, you know, any kind of cash settlement. She didn't accept, you know, letting the conduct continue. She came forward publicly and said, this is unacceptable behavior. And when other women saw that she felt comfortable in doing that, they felt comfortable doing that. And so that's why I said the behavior will not stop. This unlawful conduct is not going to stop in the workplace. Do we all feel comfortable coming forward saying this behavior is unacceptable? I'm not going to tolerate it.
Mm-hmm. If you could just break down, let's have a sexual harassment 101 moment.
Yep.
Just break down what exactly is sexual harassment, because a lot of men just don't get it, and a lot of women don't either.
Right. So it's two forms of sexual harassment. One is a hostile work environment sexual harassment, and that's where you are the recipient of unwanted physical contact, verbal suggestions, you know, sexual advances that happen over a period of time. So if someone comes and asks you out one time and you tell them, no, that's not sexual harassment. But if they come day after day and ask you for that date, sends you flowers, makes you feel uncomfortable, and it happens and you're regularly telling them that is not welcome, then that can lead to a hostile work environment.
What about, you know, compliments about the way your clothes fit, something like that?
Absolutely. You know, the way your clothes fit, the way you wear your hair, you know, your body figure. And the thing about sexual harassment that some people don't know is that I can be the victim of sexual harassment even if the behavior or words are not targeted towards me. Let's say I'm sitting in a break room and I'm overhearing men talk about the way that somebody looks. You know, talking about the way that a woman is shaped or what they might do to them, I'm the recipient of sexual harassment. So, you know, it can be subtle. It can be direct. And also, if your boss, you know, offers, you know, some kind of changes in the terms and conditions of your employment in exchange for sexual advance, that's another type of sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. Again, it doesn't have to come from your boss. It can come from your peers. It can come from your colleagues. It can come from your clients or customers. But any unwelcome conduct of sexual advances is sexual harassment, and it should be reported.
And if it's not directed at you, but language that is used that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And posters on the wall?
Posters on the wall, pictures on the computer. Yes, all of that.
Natasha Bowman, you can't do that at work. 100 mistakes that managers make in the workplace. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I hope this makes a difference.